Welcome, everybody, to the Clarion Temple of Oneness call for April 8th, 2013. And we were just discussing how everybody's in a regeneration mode, I guess, for the entire past week after the spring equinox. So tonight we're going to have Lady Lakshmi, and this should bring us in more flowing energies for us all to be assisted in this moment that we're in. We'll bring in the unified whole, 000144000, unified whole online, 01234567810. Just feel yourself raising your vibration and going up higher. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100. 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathe that in. You should be feeling a frequency shift at the 144 dimension of oneness. We call upon Lord Melchizedek, Lord Metatron, and the Mahatma, the three M's, to bring the platinum net around us. As we breathe out, it is stripped away, taken with it any weeds from the lower energies that may have affected us in our sleep state or anything that happened to us in the last few days, interactions, thought forms, moments. Let me call upon Saint Germain, the violet flame, to encircle us from our earth star up to our crown, out to the soul star. Infusing with the pink flame of Paul the Venetian so that we transmute and transform with love and compassion, active intelligence, anything that still needs to work its way out. This is a constant process. As we develop the four-body system into being one body of light, call upon Lord Buddha, the golden flame, up from our star, through our heart chakra, up through our crown, out to the soul star, spinning around us in a clockwise direction, so the earth star and soul star spin simultaneously, forming the golden light around us. Try and feel that spinning, see that spinning. This is the Merkaba vehicle of light. There's a pyramidal-like structure above and below. And we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on those pyramid walls facing out so that anything that tries to enter is returned to source. Let's bring this energy back down to the fifth in our consciousness. 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Breathe that in. We want to invite into the temple this evening some notable celebrities and people that have passed. We also want to invite the whales and the dolphins that are living into the temple for the healing of them and the earth. We had Roger Ebert, Margaret Thatcher, Annette Funicello, few others, and the North Koreans with their new leader are acting more politically aggressive, I guess is a word, so we'd like some peace and calmness sent into that situation as well. Here is Milaresi.
Thank you so much. So I think this evening is going to be a little bit more calmer for us. We have Lady Lakshmi as our guest speaker. She's always a lot of fun to help us ease up and move through the changes that we're all going through. So let's bring in those energies from the 144th dimension. Put out your intentions of what you... Lady Lakshmi represents fluidness. She's also prosperity and abundance. She helps us to flow more easily, to not be so stuck on everything that is occurring and staying in that energy to just move from one space to the other. So maybe these are some of the elements that you want to think about as I ring the bowl. Let's take some deep breaths and feel that frequency of the 144 dimensions coming down into our Antahkarana bridge, the rainbow bridge, as we bring forth our higher self, our monad, into our physical body through the soul star. Everything's going to spin in a clockwise manner, a deep funneling type of energy opening up our chakra system. As we breathe through each of the chakras, we start with the crown. And then third eye, visualize colors upon colors, just sparkly lights coming down into the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root. And spinning those energies down through our limbs, into our knees and ankles and feet, into the earth star. So the earth star and the soul star now is spinning simultaneously, allowing heaven and earth to fully be activated within the heart, the thymus, and the solar plexus. Two more beams of light will come down into our physical body through the shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Now we are encased within our being of our chakra system and on the outside of heaven and earth. Allow this energy to be the foundation to activate your body of light. Feel it spinning in a clockwise manner as your Merkaba body of light is being fully activated. Feel the interaction between your heart, your thymus, and your solar plexus, as this is the center of your Merkaba. You might even visualize a perpendicular energy going across and connecting with the vertical Merkaba, as they connect within each other. We're now going to intend to take these energies up into the multidimensional level to where the clarion temple of oneness resides. In the etheric realm, we move out of the earth plane energies, moving up through the solar. Just feel yourself as if you're floating upwards into the galactic, the universal level, and then the multi-universal level. And then you find yourself just walking through a field of flowers. And there's a rainbow bridge. We're going to walk across the rainbow bridge. This is our gateway to the clarion temple. As we walk across the bridge, we see many souls awaiting us. We walk up the garden pathway, which takes us to the entrance steps. There's about half a dozen steps going upwards. It's a silverish, bluish type of temple. And we see Archangel Michael's warriors at the entrance. And then we see Yamtias, who is our keeper of this beautiful temple. The higher self of Fred. And he's going to guide us all the way down to the first row of seats awaiting for us. Just take some deep breaths and feel the energies within the temple. It is an amphitheater, so you can look up further to the heavens above. And just take a moment and relax as you settle within your seat. We bring in the angels first. And then Divine Mother and Father God will have a message and attunement. And then we will hear from Lady Lakshmi. We are the angels. We are the angels. We are here to embrace you, to hold you, to breathing deeply, we want you to know that we fully understand all that you are experiencing, the highs and the lows of the frequency of light that you are inhabiting and trying to expand within your physical bodies. We honor you deeply for taking these challenges unto yourself. And we bless you in this moment. May the light of your angelic presence shine deeply within your heart. I am that I am, that I am, that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God at your service as the Cosmic Great Central Sun. It is our pleasure to be here with you in this moment. It is a blessing to share with you the energies that we choose to express in this moment of time, allowing our essences to blend with each of yours through this process of experience. And allow your higher essence, your higher self, all the aspects that you're trying to incorporate to just be with you in this moment. It does not take much effort on your part. You don't have to think about it. Just allow it to come within you, because as a special dispensation in this temple this evening, we want each of you to just feel this expression through your bodily structure, not thinking about what you need to do with it or any questions that you have for your higher self or the changes that you're feeling when this occurs for you. Just allow yourself to be present. Allow yourself to be one with all that you are, and allowing the highest essence of your higher self and fluctuations of your I am presence. We have never shared this before, but within this temple, each of your I am presences come into this temple also. It may be the other soul personalities of their higher selves, or it may be the ones that are in spirit, but please know that each of you are receiving these energies within the totality of your body. So it's important to realize that at this moment in time, you have chosen to come together to receive. And the greatest gift that you can give to yourself in the physical essence is just allow this frequency of light to come within you. We stand in this temple on this level of frequency that is beyond the comprehension of your physical body. So if you can just allow yourself not to be so physical, but allow yourself to be in both places at the same time. Some of you do better with this than others. But part of this process is just allowing the mind to surrender into that feeling. Euphoria. It's almost like the feeling before you fall asleep when you're in between two zones and your physical body is still active, but yet the other part of you is becoming more active and you feel the changes that are going within your consciousness. Let us just breathe into that. Because the more that we practice this, the easier it will be. Your higher self wants to be more present within your physical system. And in order to do that, we must go through these phases of pure relaxation. That is why many sleep during a deep meditation so that the body can fully receive the essences and the knowledges. And the best individuals that meditate feel this often. Not always, but it takes practice to be able to be present in a higher frequency. So this is why you are being challenged with the surging of the energies. We ask of you now to just take a moment and to think while you are receiving your highest essence. Think about what is happening for you in the last week. Specifics. Bring them up to the surface so that we can assist you to remove them, because we truly want to help each and every one of you to move through this process of the lunar eclipse and the festival of the Christ and the full moon at the end of this month. So whatever is occurring for you, know that it is a process of elimination and determining what you fully desire in your reality and what you truly do not want to accept any longer. This becomes confusing. Because in your mental thoughts, you truly want to understand the process you were going under. And this is all very good, but not good right now. Our experience that we want to share with you is to allow the surging of light to come within you. Take the essence, incorporate it within your full system. Let it go into any of the chakras that you feel need more than others, or even physical body parts. Remember, you are healing from the etheric body into the physical body as they are merging together. So the physical body needs to feel more serene through this process. The physical body has a tendency to fight these energies because it is uncomfortable within the physical structure. So we want to assist with this also. So tonight we truly want to share with you the ability to move through new doorways and allowing those opportunities to be of a very fluid accessibility, not to have to struggle through the process, because this is what happens in your physical conditioning. It may feel uncomfortable, you're not quite sure what is occurring for you, and you struggle within the mental capacity to understand the process. I guarantee you, we guarantee you, that you will not be able to understand all that is being put through into your mind, into your heart, into your full body system. Because the energies are coming too swiftly. And as they are coming within you, there is a realization that you cannot fully understand every aspect that is occurring for you. You're standing in the middle of a windstorm. And within that windstorm, you are being hit with particles of sand. You're being hit with light beams of energy. It is swirling around you, outside of you, and then coming within you as you become the windstorm. When this occurs on a long-term basis, it is very difficult to ground yourself. So it's imperative that during these phases that you do allow for the rejuvenation of your physical essence. Rejuvenation by taking a walk, rejuvenation by doing what you love, by allowing the energy of water to run through you, because you are being challenged to be more than you ever have been before. We are also coming upon the new moon, and the new moon is a time for creation. So we want to work with you tonight to assist you in allowing those aspects that don't fit the next step of your creative process to be activated within your physical world, to be fully released, to be fully disengaged from your physical essence, from your etheric essence, from your mind, your heart, from all aspects of your soul's development, of timelines upon timelines that are reactivating within you. See, your higher self is deciding which timelines need to be active and which ones do not. Because there is no rule of which timelines are going to be activated within your physical body. But your higher self is the controller and says, no, I don't want that timeline from 1856. That was not a good timeline. But yes, I do want the one from 1453. I was a magician then, and I want to bring in those elements of alchemy into my world. But yet, when I bring them in, they have to be in the light, because many, many magicians have been into a frequency that is not fully in oneness. So we need to put those timelines into oneness. So this is everything that you are experiencing. It is very, very powerful. And it can overwhelm you in stages of relaxation, stages of growth, stages of meditation, and stages of understanding the process in your physical world. Your dream states are being convoluted because of all these energies coming into you. So when you awaken, you want to know what these dreams mean, but it does not necessarily pertain to what you're experiencing. It is probably more of releasing those timelines, those remembrances. Because you could take something that you want, as I explained, being a magician. But you don't want all of those aspects because that lifetime possibly was not in the highest light. So you need to remove those parts that do not pertain to whom you are now. This is what goes into oneness. And this is what you're experiencing, because as we come upon this new moon of this week, you're going to be challenged to do more of this. So we want to assist you with that, with some energy exchange. And then we're going to allow Lady Lakshmi to do the rest. Let us take a deep breath and to fully express within you through your breath, your energy, what your higher self is sending to you in this moment, what your I Am Presence is sending to you, and any other soul personalities that are working with you within this temple. Because remember, the temple is the temple of oneness. So this is the frequency of light that we want. That feel uncomfortable right now to be removed, because these are the particles that are part of those timelines that you're trying to activate to help you on this pathway now that you don't need. So let's put them into oneness as this beautiful ball of light within the temple represents all the colors of the rainbows and beyond the rainbows of light of the 330 rays of God that represent the chakras of our essence. As we stand here in front of you now, just feel, and you may perceive sparkles and bubbles of light coming out. As we take our hands and spin our energies in a clockwise manner around the whole temple and allow these changes to occur for you, and let us take what you do not need in this moment. Now just hold what you have received as the aspects that you do not need have been removed. And now is your time to allow the gifts that you are to be opened. So you may feel this frequency in your solar plexus. You may feel it in your heart, your thymus. Any of the centering energies that represent the bridge from your lower chakras to your higher chakras. Because this is the surging of the light that we want for each of you to experience in balance. We of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun bless you, embrace you, and honor you for all that you are. In oneness, we walk with you. Take a deep breath. And now we're going to go on to Lady Lakshmi. And she just wants to continue with this frequency. It is my divine pleasure to be here with each of you. I am Lady Lakshmi. Thank you. Thank you, Divine Mother and Father God. Thank you, Malarese, for opening yourself up into this way. Thank you, Michael, for holding this energy deeply. Thank you, all of you, for allowing these frequencies to be fully within you also. I'm very excited to be here this evening. I hope to share with you some thoughts on what you're experiencing presently to allow the true essence that you are to be embodied within you. I ask you now, do you understand what your true essence is? Or even a small portion of it? Have you gotten a glimpse of whom you truly are, the sparkles of light that you are, the frequency, the personality of this essence? As you know, I bring forth the ability to lighten up with the energies, to allow the movements to continue. We must move consistently. When one doesn't allow themselves to grow and to be more than they are stagnating, and this is when we get into the trouble of the karmic debts getting in the way. And each of you are understanding this process by allowing yourself to go more into the depth of your soul, to experience life in a completely different manner than you have previously. And each moment is different. The moment from yesterday or the moment from an hour ago is a different reflection than what you are experiencing in this moment. And by the time that I'm finished, that moment is also going to change. So this is exactly what we want. We want each of you to understand, how deep your growth goes. And to comprehend what is occurring within your structure in these moments of great transition upon this beautiful earth. Oh my heavens, if you could only see for yourself the depthness of your acceleration, the depthness of your growth, and the depthness of what you have held onto previously, and you put that all into one big pool, it becomes this huge conglomerate of information, of knowledge and wisdom. It brings along the love. It brings along the conflict. It brings along harmony. It brings along the ability to mold what you need to be. But yet, in instances, all of this can be a huge mud bowl that you hold in your hand and you look at it and say, now what do I do with this? It's a mess. So if you think of yourself within that aspect, yes, you're going to be a mess, but it does not mean that we cannot move through that. So if you take that big, huge bowl of mud and you put it into a pool of water, it starts to dissipate. The energies of the mud goes into the pool of the water, and now you have this huge mixture of this pool of mud and slime and grit that was part of your reflection. And then we allow the sun to open up. And the sun comes down into this pool of water and it reflects beautiful light. Absolutely amazing light into this pool of water. It is you. It is you. This is what you were experiencing. You were experiencing pockets of debris. You were experiencing glimpses of ecstasy. You are experiencing them sometimes in the same moment. You are experiencing them separately. And the whole important part of this pool of water, that it doesn't stay there. We need to have a drainage. So we put a hole in the middle of this pool so it drains into the earth and allows it to dissipate. As the sun comes down into the pool, it vibrates the light frequency that your higher self and your I Am Presence represents, your I Am Presence. And then I Am Presence is up there at that level of 144 degrees, coming and looking down at this pool of water and reflecting sunbeams of light. You find that as you're in this pool of water and the debris is moving out of you, the light dissipates the pockets of debris, the slime, the grime, the parts of yourself that you don't like, and it turns into pure light. It changes. You're changing through this process, and then all of a sudden you see that the pool of light changes. The color of it is reflected more of a bluish green, maybe seafoam green. It's got speckles of gold and colors of light and all different aspects. And you say, whoa, what a mess I've been. I cannot believe all this stuff. Then what happens as all this dissipates and turns into pure light, the pool changes. And then there's a rainstorm, and then there is more rain, the purifying energy coming down into the pool, and it adds more beautiful colors to it. So then the debris starts changing. But sometimes if you move a certain way, you can feel like that you thought you took care of comes back within you. So you say, well, how did that happen? It got stuck over there. I thought I had taken care of it. Well, it just went into a small little pocket. And then what is occurring is you are allowing all those timelines, all those frequencies of those karmic lifetimes, memories come flooding in. And then you look at it and say, oh my gosh, look how bad I was. I was not a nice person. Why did I do that? So then you say, but I am beautiful now because I am incorporating my highest part into my physical structure. So you take that energy and you change it. It's still part of you, but it dissipates because you don't need those aspects. You don't need those elements that made you act a certain way. So the pole changes now, and as the pole changes, the colors that are reflected, there's a rainbow of light, and the rainbow of light represents all these different colors, and you see the rainbow coming down into your pool of water. As that occurs, you start to feel higher reflections. The deepness of your debris, the deepness of the parts of yourself that you did not like previously are now being healed. This is exactly where we are. You are allowing the frequencies of God's light to heal you. We all love rainbows. Don't we love rainbows? You probably have loved them from since the day you were a young child. They are so beautiful and they are glistening after the rain has come and the sun is beaming within it. Let us receive the rainbows of light. As the rainbows of light, as you know, is a dispensation from the throne of grace, will be coming into the planet once again to allow what you don't need to be reflected within you. So we ask you now to look within this temple and see this beautiful rainbow of light circling from one side to the other and then going to the other side to the other. So it's in the middle, but it's going across and it's going vertically. And allow yourself to just feel the droplets now. What are you receiving? Do you see blue or green or red or pink or gold or yellow or violet or purple or lighter colors and fluctuations as they merge together? And allow yourself to just experience as the rainbow now is dissipating beautiful sparkles of light within the whole temple, so that now we feel the fluidness of movement, because the rays of God are spectrums of light to assist. We all incorporate them in our soul, so why not incorporate them in our physical essence? So let us just take a moment and feel these rainbows of light swirling within here. I want you to totally feel the effects of allowing things to dissipate around your field. So if you visualize yourself, each of you here in the temple, of moving your hands up and around, and what you're doing is you are allowing the aspects you don't want to dissipate into the rainbows of light, and then allowing them to come back into you of this frequency. So we have a movement of releasing the aspect and accepting the new ones right within the same moments. Colors upon colors. See all these energies moving. Oh, feel the frequency of the sparkles of light. You may see little sparkles within them, rainbows of light coming into you, receiving and accepting and removing what you don't like, allowing yourself to feel the totality of whom you're supposed to be. What is your growth process? What is your level of mastery? It doesn't matter what level you're at. Just know that it is time for you to receive more. So let go of all those thoughts. Let go of all those aspects, feelings that has occurred between you or anyone else within the last week. As you've been regenerating yourselves, more is coming up to be removed. Accept that as part of the process and let us be in this pool of rainbow of lights now. Yeah. say, oh, feel those arms. Feel like you have arms like I do. Many arms that come out of you, and you can just fluff up your own aura, let go of the energies, and bring in what you deserve. Feel the essence of this happening to you now, fluffing and removing. You can even move your fingertips so that that changes your energy. And now receive. What colors are you seeing? Is it blue, violet, gold, purple, orange, yellow, silver? Mixture of colors. Pearlescent, seafoam green, blue green, violet gold, blue gold, white light. Expansive energies, as now you feel the regeneration happening to you that you are working through. Feel it moving into your cells. Feel your physical body tingling with all these energies. It's okay to tingle. I know it feels uncomfortable, but tingling is good because things are changing. Things are changing through the tingling aspects. Oh, and there's waves and waves of energy just changing within you. Now go deep within your heart and allow yourself to feel your masculine, your feminine, divine of what is going on within you so that you can be more of what you are. Allowing the obstacles to be removed that have been in place with you, because now you're accepting the rainbows of light in your physical conditioning, allowing the essence. And as these rainbows of light are coming in, the elders around this throne of grace are embracing us with their beautiful presence of grace and charity and love, acceptance and joy and reverence and all the highest aspects that you have wanted to receive, and just allow this to come within you. Oh, it creates serenity. It creates a peacefulness fully occurring within your entire being. Let us now send this to all the souls that are hurting. Let us send it to the earth plane souls and all souls of all levels, this beautiful rainbow of lights. We also want to send it to the individuals in the different countries that are hurting to receive this influctuation. May they see the rainbow and allow those rainbows come within them. Let it send it to the seas of the whales and the dolphins. They are teaching us so much on this planet. Look at what they are teaching, and let us give them the peace and serenity that they deserve, because they are here also for a reason. Their reason is to teach humans about oneness. Let us connect with that energy now. Inhabitants of the earth, feel the planetary structure, feel Gaia, feel the whales and the dolphins. We're all enjoying each other with the rainbows of light. Let it come back now into the temple and allow the fluidness that you feel. Feel your joy, allowing that to move through you and inside of you. Oh, yes, take some deep breaths and allow the sound of awe so you receive more and more. There's not enough that you can receive because this is what you need to fill up those pockets, fill up those parts of yourself that are in deep need, accepting. And now, as we move into the new moon, you are ready. You are magnetized. You are allowing yourself to be of this light so that you can receive more light. I ask you, what now? What now is the gift that you would like to receive in your life to assist you deeply? It can be material. It can be monetary. It can be spiritual. It can be emotional. It can be mental. It can be a balance that you need fully within you. Let us receive this essence now. Receive. Accept those words. I receive and state what you desire. I receive and it is yours. Believe it deeply within your heart. Feel it expanding within you as the colors upon colors will assist you in creating the balance that is necessary to have the structure as we move through these processes. This is going to assist you tremendously towards the end of the month. I am Lady Lakshmi, and I am deeply honored to be here in this moment, in this space and time, with each of you. Call upon me, and we shall work together with the rainbows of lights and moving the essences that do not serve your highest purpose. I am in oneness with each of you. Namaste. 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 Let's take a deep breath. Beautiful essence, thank you, Lady Lakshmi, very much. Let us now see ourselves arising out of our chairs, and we're now going to walk up the steps with Yom Tias and go to the top of the steps. I think there is a feeling of serenity and peacefulness within each of us and within this temple. We greet Archangel Michael's warriors, and then we step down into the garden pathway. See if you can perceive things a little bit differently, allowing your third eye to be totally open as we walk down the garden pathway to the Rainbow Bridge. We have all become a new part of ourselves through this process. Please return to the temple if you so would like to do so and experience more of these energies through the week. Let us gather together in Merkabah vehicle, breathing deeply, we're now going to descend back down into the earth plane from the multidimensional level. Feel ourselves spinning and spinning in clockwise manner, going into the universal level, into the galactic level, the solar level, and then coming into the earth plane. We all separate. We're going to go into our separate locations, but we are united. We are one. So whatever you do for yourself for this new moon, you're doing for the entire consciousness. Let's take a deep breath, come into our body. Feel ourselves centering downwards and grounding our energies fully through our star. This is Christine Miller, SA, with my Kaden. Thank you so much for joining us for this beautiful call with Lady Lakshmi.
Thank you, everyone.